Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Regardless of issues and challenges, we have many things to be thankful for. May God help us to keep our eyes on Him. And let's just praise.
Welcome. We've gathered together just to praise the Lord. Remember the words of the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, our hearts are full of praise and gratitude, because while we were still estranged from you by our choices and rebellion, you loved us and built a human bridge to us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence, that if we ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for your persistent love. Thank you for the family of God, who lift us when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we conquer. Thank you for the earth and nature, the beauty that reminds us of your awesome creativity and our responsibility to protect it. Thank you for children, keep wonder and hope in our lives. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and ageless wisdom. It is a light to our path in a dark world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our hearts are so full of praise for what you have done, for what you will do here, and for what you are.
About his mighty deeds, for he has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. He has announced this victory to every nation by fulfilling his promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of his people.
That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Join us! Sing your praises accompanied by music from the harp.
Let the cornets and trumpets shout!
Greatness. Praise him with the tambourines and praise him with the processional.
Praise him with string instruments.
Publish his glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does.
Praise him with horns. Praise him with cymbals. Yes, with loud clanging cymbals.
Make a joyful symphony before the Lord.
Let the whole earth and all those living on it shout glory to the Lord.
Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing it everywhere around the world. Each day, tell someone that he saves.
Let the waves clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord.
Let the trees of the forest rustle in praise. Let all that has life and breath praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Our God in heaven, we choose to step into your very presence now in order to praise you with our whole hearts and minds. In your presence, Lord, is joy everlasting, peace beyond our ability to describe. We bask in the reality of your unconditional love. Your unlimited power causes us to bow our heads in awe. In our minds, we lay at your feet, on our faces, in worship. We stand with hands raised in praise. We raise our voices loud so that the whole world can hear our passion for you. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. We are bought with a price. We are your loving servants. Please accept our praise as we invest these precious moments in your word. In Jesus' very name, amen. You are listening to Call to Worship. We're a listener-supported program. Please consider a financial gift. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you.
chains were loosed and they were free. They sang,
I bless your name.
You are the light.
as we continue to worship, let's just praise the Lord.
I was gloriously made new. There was a great and awesome presence, and the light bright as the day. As I bowed to kneel with angels, I heard the Spirit say, "All right. With their hands uplifted high, the Spirit laid His hands on me, and I uplifted mine. We were singing hallelujah, praises to His name. As I bowed to kneel with the angels, I heard the Spirit say,
presence of the Holy One. All right.
I believe that the psalmist David said it best, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Just listen to a sample of some other verses from that same chapter in Psalms. Psalm 34, "I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. The Lord will redeem those who serve Him. No one who takes refuge in Him will be condemned." Psalm 115, "We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." Psalm 100, a psalm for giving thanks. "Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations." From 2 Chronicles chapter 20, "And when Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever." Folks, let us consider the privilege that David gave to many of the Levites. Find that account in 1 Chronicles 16. David appointed certain of the Levites to lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke His blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. And hear the heart of David. Psalm 146. "Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." Hear the voice of Paul as he reminds both Jews and Gentiles that Christ is our hope. Romans 15. "Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises He made to their ancestors. He also came so that the Gentiles might give glory to God for His mercies to them." That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "For this I will praise You among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to Your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice with His people, you Gentiles." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise Him, all you people of the earth." Thanksgiving and praise to our God go hand in hand. As our hearts are filled with thanks for God's blessings, we praise Him as the source of those blessings. James 1, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." Ephesians 5, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Folks, no matter what is going on in and around you, give praise to God. He inhabits the praises of His people.
Amen. every step of the way, he bore a heavy load to the market 10 miles away. The journey took its toll, and every day he passed a monastery's high cathedral wall, and it made his life seem meaningless and small. And he wondered how it would be to live in such a place, to be warm, well-fed and at peace, to shut the world away. So when he saw a priest who walked for once beyond the iron gate, he said, "Tell me of your life inside that place." And the priest replied, "We fall. We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up." Disappointment followed him home. He'd hoped for so much more, but he saw himself in a light he had never seen before. 'Cause if the priest who fell could find the grace of God to be enough, then there must be some hope for the rest of us. There must be some hope left for us. 'Cause we fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. We fall down, we get up. And the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up. We fall. Just the sinners, yeah, the saints are just the sinners who fall down and get up.
From who?
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song. Folks, we're just sinners who fall down, but God lifts us up and allows us to stand. May our hearts be filled with praise and thanksgiving always and in always. I pray that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship. Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. I would love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or just contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address again is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath.
Song of Jesus. What a beautiful song. And what an amazing thing that this song is offered to everyone, whoever they are, and whatever their needs. God is at work today, right now. Let's praise Him for who He is, for what He has done, for what He is doing right now, and for what He will do, if we'll let Him. Let's just praise the Lord.
Just lift our voice toward heaven.